And welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for July 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Bobie. You know, another address we should pass on to you is our address here at the DX Audio Service. If you have some material to contribute to the audio service or perhaps some questions, be sure to write to us at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Our address is the DX Audio Service, 706 Mackenzie Avenue, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, in Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And be sure to write to us in letter form, as it does take a couple of weeks or so to get a Braille letter transferred. So write to us and let us know your feelings on the DX Audio Service. Of course, you can give us a call on the Action Line and let us know your feelings on anything. 24 hours a day, the Action Line number, area 419-224-3916. Phil Wayne seems to indicate from time to time that our budget is low here at the DX Audio Service, and we hire some inexperienced announcers. I want to prove him wrong at this particular point in time. In she comes to introduce Mr. Phil Wayne.
And now here's Phil Wayne.
Well, thanks once again, Fred. This is Phil Wayne for the DX Audio Service, and this is going to be a long one this month because we're off to Los Angeles to take a look at most of the area's AM radio stations. And now, to get things started, here's our guest announcer.
This is Mark Marino reporting for the DX Audio Service, and welcome to a market scope of Los Angeles radio. At 570 on the dial is station KLAC. They're featuring country music, and they probably have the longest-running music format of any L.A. radio station.
That's KLAC News. I'm Marcy Levinson. It's 9:05.
L.A.'s original country station. 57 KLAC and Stoney Richards.
KLAC, Ricky Van Shelton, I'll leave this world loving you, 845, a beautiful world it is, all through Southern California. We're with some friends, had a boat down in Huntington Beach, took us out for a ride out there. Oh, God, it was a beautiful day yesterday out on the water or anywhere throughout Southern California, and the weather is continuing. We have beautiful weather again today, rather windy, but it will be quite warm, highs near 80, warmer than that tomorrow, and warmer than 80 in the valleys, probably about 85. That's a little bit too much, don't you think? 69 in Burbank. It's holding steady right now, and we show 59 at the Civic Center. Let's see what Scott Green shows us from the air, traffic-wise. What's going on, Scott?
Well, it's brought to you by Gourmet Pride. A couple of things happening in Orange County. Costa Mesa Freeway southbound at McFadden. Have an earlier accident. That one clearing over to the side.
Make your other car an Avis at the Disneyland Hotel. It's 848 in KLAC with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. KLAC, Fire in the Sky, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. It's 8:51. Stoney Richards with you. Good morning. Some interesting things going on back east in Virginia, in a city called Manassas, where they had the Battle of Bull Run, or the Battle of First and Second Manassas, depending on, if, and somebody told me this, you could tell somebody's from the north, because I once said it was the Battle of Bull Run. He said, I could tell you from the north, because only northerners call it the Battle of Bull Run. Or if you're from the south, I guess it's a Battle of Manassas. Is that right?
All of these stories and more at 9 on 57 KLAC.
The oil spill is bigger than the state of Rhode Island?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, spreading a greater area.
All right, we'll get more on that at 9. Thank you, Marcy. 8:56 with Don Williams and Desperately. KLAC, Los Angeles, Don Williams and Desperately. It's 9 o'clock. What say we go airborne, check in with Scott Green. He's got the traffic for us, and then Marcy's got the news right after. Scott, what is going on as far as the traffic is concerned when we get out there? I mean, it's just the kind of day where you want to have traffic. So let's just see how it's going. Scott, how are you?
This traffic update brought
you. Have a woman in that helicopter with you, don't you?
Oh, now see, you messed up my secret. Doggone.
Since the last market scope in the DX Audio Service, there's been roughly 15 changes in the L.A. market. One of them was the station at 640 on the dial, which dropped their light rock format for talk last summer.
Hold me to that. Coming up. Big Bad John. John Tower going down the tubes or taking over the Defense Department. Which will it be? And what about the morality in the rest of Washington, D.C.? We'll talk about ethics in Washington coming up next hour on the all-new KFI AM 640. We're talking Southern California.
Listening to LA's new talk station, KFI Los Angeles. We're talking Southern California.
And it is 60 degrees, and we have partly cloudy skies across the Southland. Still looking for hazy sunshine later this afternoon. The complete weather forecast and the latest freeway conditions coming up in just minutes. Right now, 60 degrees in Los Angeles, and I'm Tracy Miller, KFI News.
KFI AM 640. We're talking Southern California.
Welcome to a whole new kind of talk station. We're KFI AM 640, and we're talking Southern California. And now, Chuck Ashman.
Welcome to Washington, D.C., capital of the United States of America, land of oversexed senators, corrupt congressmen, and drunken diplomats. We got the best government money can buy.
At 690 on the dial, a station transmitting from Mexico puts a fine signal into the Los Angeles area, XTRA. They used to be oldies.
The oldie station, 69 extra gold. Coming up, stupid answers to stupid questions in about 5 minutes. Well, okay, now here's the moment we've all waited for. It's time to play stupid answers to stupid questions. We've got prizes out the gazingo. And what makes people really get involved in this, of course, is the fact that we do have such tremendous prizes. We have to come up with a stupid question, and they have to give us an equally stupid answer or the correct answer. Jim, this is the part I hate the most. What number will they be calling to do
well,
this?
Actually, there's three numbers. And one is 570-1690 or 471-1690. And, of course, there's the ever-popular 1-800-421-1690.
Hey, Jim, right there, you dropped some gravy on your vest. See right there?
Oh. Got him again.
I believe he fell for that again. Boy, is he a dummy. Okay, anyway, now we have the prizes in hand, are we? Jim has scribbled these in his own handwriting, so I'm worried
yes,
for you.
Yes, he has. I'm ready to try this if you are.
Here we go.
Let's
here.
Get my prize voice going.
Here ready. Are the prizes you can win.
Hey, complimentary. Two at the Old Pacific Beach Cafe.
Yippee, yippee.
Yippee, yippee. And it's located at 4287 Mission Boulevard, where live music is played 7 nights a week on their 7 nights a week.
Yeah, the 8th night they play dead music.
Oh, okay.
69 extra gold with Wendy and Harrigan. Let me repeat the question. Most people have 550 of them in one of them, except for Dukakis. He has over 6 million of them in one of them. What is the one of them we're talking about?
Oh, I would say the brain in Bush is still waiting for a recount.
No, that's incorrect, sir, but thank you very much. We do appreciate your input to the program. The Oldie Station with Wendy and Harrigan. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it eyebrows?
We're dead.
We're dead in the water.
We're horse meat. You got it. You nailed it.
All right. Thank
absolutely.
You.
That's right. Most people have 550 hairs in their eyebrows, except for Dukakis.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Groucho Marx.
Okay. Now, someone also called in and said that was entries in his medical journal.
Yes, I know. That would have won the Miss Congeniality Prize.
It really should have. But coming up, speaking of contests, in 30 minutes, we're going to have another one, so stand by.
You're in the right spot for great oldies from the 50s, 60s, and 70s on the Oldies Station. 69 extra gold.
XEDRA, Tijuana, Mexico.
Come celebrate and save at the Children's Orchard.
On September 1st, 1988, Extra changed their tune by dropping their tunes and becoming News Talk.
News Talk's got it for you.
XEDRA, Tijuana, Mexico.
69.
Claude Akins for AMCO.
How is the Exxon disaster being felt here? This is Mark Williams. We'll try to answer that question on Tuesday's Extra Morning News Talk. A look at Mikhail Gorbachev's visit to Cuba and Hacksaw dissects the NCAA.
I'm Hal Brown. Stephanie Roberts and I will have extra news updates, along with extra traffic, weather, and business updates. Jim Laslovic and Lee Hamilton with sports. Mark Williams with newsmaker interviews.
And your calls. Extra Morning News Talk, 5 till 9 a.m. on News Talk Radio 690 XTRA.
Extra News Talk, time 4 o'clock. This is the News Talk Station, XTRA, News Talk Radio, 690 AM. Good afternoon, I'm Linda Taylor with an extra news update sponsored by J.T. Moran & Company, investment bankers and brokers.
It's 710 on the dial. KMPC runs the big bands and adult music for Southern California. And their morning man is the famous Robert W. Morgan.
Good morning! Robert W.
Here's some candy, Joey. Go play in the street.
Yeah.
That's a good one by the Four Freshmen, huh? Candy, Johnny Mercer's song on KMPC. I just said that because in case Don McCullough's listening, he likes it when I...
Yeah, that's...
Say, he'll probably call up and say, Johnny Mercer didn't write it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Huh?
Yeah?
Come on. Come on. Up and at him. You sit there going, Come on. 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 What do you think, Joey?
It wouldn't hurt to try.
You could give it a shot at least, right?
Really.
You know, it's only 47 or 8. And time for KMPC Air Watch on a quarter hour. Big John McElhinney checks out the freeway and what's laughingly referred to around here as the forecast.
Jeez. Okay, Robert, no, you're with the Santa Monica Freeway eastbound is still shut down at Fairfax.
KMPC. Los Angeles.
Was a girl.
So, hello, are you there in the background? There it is. There we go. 4 minutes now before 6 o'clock in the morning. Wake up club member 18997. 18997. You have 20 minutes to call me at 977. KMPC for your $7, $10 bills and a shot at our April grand prize, $1,000 stereo system plus $1,000 worth of compact discs, including the entire Columbia Jazz Masterpiece Series. 18997. I did that pretty well. I hit all those little trumpet bridges and stuff.
I thought it was very
good. When I stopped,
good.
They started. Like right there, I did it again.
Yeah. Sort of like this.
Except I was on the beat with it. If I do this any better, I'll be ready for Pirate Radio.
Oh, my, it's one of those days.
I can't find the proper commercial to run in this particular place.
Well, so for heaven's sakes.
You know what we're going to do?
Another warm day coming up, and this, the stay in the shade,
I'm
walk
gonna,
slow,
I'm
and break a lot of water.
For, I'm not even going to look for it anymore.
Aren't you?
Nope.
KMPC Los Angeles.
It's 6 o'clock at KMPC, home of the greatest music of all time. And this is the KMPC News Update. Morgan, I'm Marv Howard.
KBRT from Avalon owns the 740 spot on the dial. Their transmitter, situated on Santa Catalina Island, enables them to serve both the L.A. and the San Diego market. They run a religious format, and in the morning, they have a talk show, which sounds like this.
In just a few moments, we are going to be talking about kids in sports, shaping a child's character from the sidelines. We know that many of you parents are starting your children, especially in T-ball right now. And if you have any questions or if you are a coach, we will be fielding your questions in just a few moments.
Fielding? I like the way you
like
that in.
Yeah, sure. Always getting in the sports phrase.
Make sure you get down in the proposition for those grounder questions.
Sure, sure. The time is 7:23. This is Mornings with Dan and Bob on KBRT. And
this time we're going to start out with the CBS all-news station in Los Angeles. It was originally headquartered in a building called the Annex Building. Hence the call letters KNX.
It pays to discover the card that pays you back.
Charles Osgood here with a reminder. You can hear the Osgood File from CBS News every weekday morning at this time right here on KNX 1070.
KNX News Time, 729.
More on Southland traffic and weather now from Bill Keene on KNX. Bill?
Still have two lanes blocked, southbound Golden State Freeway at Weldon Summit.
All you need to know, KNX 1070 News Radio. It's Thursday, the 27th of April. Good morning, I'm Dave Zorn.
And I'm Tom Sermons. You're tuned to KNX 1070 News Radio. These are the places where there's news.
Miami, the president says U.S. corporations are contributing to the manufacture of cocaine in foreign nations.
Seal Beach, a deli owner, is accused of selling cocaine and marijuana to his customers.
Los Angeles, a special counsel may be hired to investigate the mayor's ties with two financial institutions.
Anaheim, a justice system reform initiative will be filed today. It's co-sponsored by the sister of murdered racing promoter Mickey Thompson.
And Los Angeles, remembering Lucy. Flowers and donations will not go unnoticed. These and other stories coming up on KNX, along with sports news from Fred Gallagher.
Downing homers and Angels 1-0 win. Dodgers win on Griffin 3-run double. Chicago makes NHL Final Four. Details at 7:45.
This is Jerry Laird at the Pacific Stock Exchange, where stocks have climbed through 2,400. The Dow up 17 points now. I'll have an update at 7:50.
Michael.
Serving all of Southern California with news, traffic, weather, business, sports. More than just the headlines. We're KNX 1070, Los Angeles. Coming up the next few minutes on KNX 1070, we'll be covering these stories. It looks like the state of California will be taking in a lot more tax money than had been originally expected.
Diane Thompson will tell us about some students who flunked a state test to make a point.
Flags lowered to half staff in Los Angeles in memory of comedian Lucille Ball.
Michael Ambrosini will report on the death of a man who was an institution in the local black business community.
Plenty of news ahead for you here on KNX 1070, the most listened to news radio station in all of Southern California.
All you need to know, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Clear skies and 54 degrees in Hollywood. It's 8 o'clock on KNX.
CBS News, I'm Dick Reeves. On this last day of his coast-to-coast barnstorming tour, the president is in Florida fighting.
At 1110 on the dial is 50,000-watt KRLA from Pasadena. L.A. veteran Charlie Tuna holds down the morning show.
Street, I'm John Quinlan, KRLA traffic.
I'm having a little trouble getting hold of the mattress man here. Let's see. What are we getting on this phone here? What? Hello, mattress man. Be there. Oh, mattress man. Where's the mattress man? Come back on, mattress man.
Did they put you on hold?
I'm not sure. What happened to the... I mean, I'm just lying there on the mattress trying to get a hold of the mattress man. Must be a tie-in with sports trivia.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Mattress man!
You may have noticed that some luxury automakers... $1 million prize paid in yearly installments.
Period, say 10. Good morning.
11, 10.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Love me tender.
All oldies, 1110, KRLA, that's Elvis appearing at a Burger King.
That's all it takes. Right. Everybody knows me.
Yeah. My tears are falling.
What?
Because you've taken her away.
813.
And though it really hurts me so.
Everybody, this is Humble Har playing Requests and Dedications weeknights starting at 7 p.m. Plus Doo-Wop Heaven at 11 on all oldies all the time. KRLA, Pasadena.
At 1190 on the dial is yet another new talk station in the L.A. market, and with has new call letters to boot, KORG, from Anaheim.
Turn off the television. Toss those dirty dishes. And take it easy at work. Pull up a chair, because it's time for radio's only Candid Talk Colon Show, where we like to keep you on top of life's most interesting and controversial topics. Now, here's your host, Karen Tindall.
Well, happy Thursday to everyone. I'm Karen Tindall. It's 11:08 in the morning. I'll be here Monday through Friday from 11:08 right up until 12:30. We've got seven people for you today. My first guest, Dr. Robert Gold. He's going to talk about skin care, weight control. In fact, he has, believe it or not, a free complimentary health seminar. And I like to let people know about these kind of things that will be happening tonight at 7 p.m. I'll give you more details in just a minute. Upcoming is a personal injury attorney. He's known as the Piranha for some of you. You may know him. He's going to turn radio talk show host. Kenneth Satin, I want to find out why. Is it tough being an attorney, not enough cases, and now turning to a radio talk host, or will it be directed to personal injury cases? That's at 11:30. Coming up at 11:30. Now, I don't know if you've read this in the Orange County Register newspaper yesterday, but there is a suit slasher out there. That's right. The suit slasher is striking again at South Coast Plaza. More than $22,000 worth of expensive men's clothing has been vandalized in area department stores.
KFRN is the station at 1280 on the dial from Long Beach. It's an affiliate of the Family Radio Network.
It's good to have you as a part of the family of educational family radio.
AFRN, Long Beach, Los Angeles.
At 1330 on the dial, we have another change. The station used to be KFAC, AM Classical. Now programs Spanish. And they used to broadcast at 1300 on the dial.
This is KWKW Los Angeles. La transmisión del partido de fútbol soccer de este día es copatrocinio de las suaves y deliciosas tortillas La Tapatía y el burrito bravo de Valley Boulevard en El Monte. Que ustedes lo disfruten.
On the dial used to be a simulcast of KWIZ-FM, but in October of 1988, they began programming separately and in Spanish.
KWIZ, Santa Ana, Radio Éxitos 1480.
Cuando al baile entré, ella me miró.
At 1540, KSKQ.
Los informes en un momento. This is KSKQ Los Angeles. Esta es la superpotencia hispana. 50.000 watts en estéreo cubriendo el sur de California. Costa Mesa, La Cañada, Monterrey Park, Santa Mónica y Riverside. Siempre al servicio de nuestra comunidad.
Desde Los Ángeles.
AM Stereo, KDAY, Karen White, and Love Saw It. 743, Russ Parr here. Some early morning low clouds. Fog near the coast, otherwise sunny today. Expected high. 77 degrees right now. Downtown L.A., it's clear. And 61 degrees. Coming up in just a few moments, we got a guy who, his favorite artist is MC Hammer. And he's singing his request this morning, so that's coming up in just a sec.
I've got a husband, two kids, and I'm in fashion design.
Hello, who's this on the phone?
This is Billy from Cyprus.
What's up, dude?
Hey.
What song did you want to hear?
Let's get it started, MC Hammer.
Well, do it, dude.
Just push on the hammer, and you will be rewarded. My beat is a little boomer, and you know I get it started.
AM Stereo, KDAY, Santa Monica, Los Angeles, Slammer, 50,000 watts.
8 o'clock, straight up, Russ Parr here with King T.
I got something to say, man. You dig? I mean, you cats been up here rapping ain't said nothing about the real thing. You know?
At 1600 is another relatively new station in Southern California, KMNY from Pomona, the flagship station of the Money Radio Network.
51 minutes past the hour on Money Radio, and here's Jennifer Bowman with the market update.
Well, Mark, as you might guess, the Wall Street stocks aren't doing too great this morning. We've had the market dropping sharply in the early trading.
U.S. trade deficit is currently running at about $120 billion a year.
And Alaska Governor Steve Cowper is dismissing false claims by Exxon that the state obstructed the use of the chemical dispersants to clean up the oil spill from the Exxon Valdez.
Bond market's still down about a half a point. Dollar is strong, moving up near its highs today. And the metals are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 20 points. Our producers, Eva Pallett, Patty Jagger, and Jennifer Dillon. Technical producer, Craig Taylor. I'm Mark Baker, and this is Money Radio.
You're listening to KMNY Pomona, 1600 AM, Money Radio. We cover the world of money for Southern California.
Here's the latest worldwide news from Money Radio. Gerald Bentley reporting.
And there you have it. Those are the stations on LA's AM dial. From Long Beach and for Market Scope, this is Mark Marino reporting for the DX Audio Service.
There you have another audio service for another month. Next month, we're back with Los Angeles FMs. For the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil. And next month, maybe we'll have a more highly paid announcer introduce you there. Okay? Anyways, let's turn the microphone over just before we get into our musings column to Mr. John Bowker again. And John has an interesting interview with one of our DX Audio Service subscribers. John?
Well, Fred, the DX Audio Service traveling microphone today is just on the outskirts of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a little town called Walkertown, North Carolina. And we have with us one of our subscribers to the DX Audio Service, Ron Clark, who grew up in the Pittsburgh area, spent most of his life there, and in Jeanette, if you remember all the IDs we have. Ron, we're delighted to have you with us today because we know there's quite a story you have to tell.
Oh, nice to be here, John, and privileged to be on the DX Audio Service.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be much of a privilege by the time we get through, but Ron, seriously, I want to thank you for putting together what we've agreed will be a two-part series here for the DX Audio Service on satellites and how they're used by broadcasters. Now, you know, we're all familiar with HBO and all the others, TV movie houses that are making use of satellites. But, Ron, how are they, the AM and FM broadcast stations in the country, how are they making use of satellites these days?
Well, let me give you a small but a brief thumbnail sketch of it, if I can, and perhaps what type of equipment is used.
Oh, terrific. Great. Go ahead.
All the networks that we hear, Mutual, NBC, ABC, CBS, the Business Radio Network, Financial Broadcasting Network, Sun Radio, etc., is transmitted anymore, and probably for the last 5, 6, 7 years, perhaps even longer than that, by satellite. Satellite communications is a relatively new method of transmitting signals. In fact, I believe HBO was the first to use satellite to get their programming around the country, at least on a consumer basis, in late 1976. There may have been news feeds prior to that. I'm not sure if Fred can correct us on that, but I believe there were news feeds sent by satellite years before that. But the first for consumers was HBO in early 1976, followed by the Family Channel, which is CBN, and Ted Turner Superstation, and so on.
Yeah, Turner's big.
Well, later on, they began to realize, hey, we can send our networks that way to the radio stations, but we've got to get receivers for them. Now, again, we're talking commercial, not for consumers. So at some point in time, in the late 70s to early 80s, they came out with receivers. I believe they were mostly made by Harris, and I believe they were are expensive. I know Harris still puts them out now.
Yeah, Scientific
Other
Atlanta.
Dealers too. May have made them at the time.
Right, yeah.
But they're very expensive. They're hard to come by, and I'd love to come by a commercial one for this reason. NBC, ABC, CBS, and Mutual transmit digitally their signals. All the TalkNet feeds, the ABC Talk Radio feeds, are all sent digitally, and I can't receive them. Now, just recently, a consumer receiver has come out that enables me to receive some of these signals, the ones that are transmitted analog. The receiver and the system used by networks is called SCPC, that's single carrier per channel.
Right.
Where they take a transponder, for example, Westar 4, channels 2 and 3 are personally my favorites. That's where the different states' news networks are sent, such as Arkansas, Pennsylvania, North Carolina.
Indiana, right.
And yeah. I believe there's 28 states that use that to send
at least that.
News network feeds to their own state where they give statewide news for various radio stations. Some of your bigger states don't have one. I guess there's too much news if there's such a thing. But I am a news nut. I like to listen to a lot of news feeds.
We share that, Ron. Yeah.
Also, we can get ABC news feeds. Some of these network feeds from the various states, when they're not using it, let ABC use their carrier to send their feeds to various radio stations.
Oh,
obviously,
that's good. Yeah.
The ones in, say, Arkansas, which uses the ABC feeds, could use those feeds as well.
And they share the cost.
Just by tuning in to that channel and leaving the pot, so to speak, open, or recording it and using it when they please. Now, single carrier per channel is also used on other satellites. Galaxy 2, Channel 3, is where you find most of your ball games. In fact, every American and National League team is on that satellite, with the exception of the Texas ones and Minnesota, Kansas City, and St. Louis. They're on Westar 4. On Galaxy 2, some of the radio stations, which are the anchors, choose to leave the radio station on the carrier when the ball game is not on. You can get some enjoyable listening, such as from San Francisco, Los Angeles, my hometown of Pittsburgh,
Boston,
Atlanta, so on and so forth. And some of them, like the Philadelphia Phillies, leave the feed or carrier open only when the ball game is being used. So I believe what they're doing, and the same with the Chicago White Sox and New York Mets and Yankees, have the uplink directly from the field.
Right at the ballpark, yeah.
And don't use the radio station, because when they pause for commercials or station identification, you don't hear anything but the audience.
You hear the crowd, right.
The sports announcer shuffling papers,
popcorn,
clearing his throat, so on and so forth. But that's Galaxy 2, Transponder 3.
Uh-huh.
Mexico has one on the Morales satellite, Channel 4, where they use theirs to distribute Mexican networks with news and music.
Son of a gun.
And Transtar. Now, you've heard of Transtar, all of you. I believe you have, John, correct?
Oh, yeah. They got some of my favorite music on that. Yeah.
Transtar uses Satcom F1R for theirs, Channel 21. That's also where the networks are that are digital, and I can't unscramble. But Transtar's things are in the clear, as well as the business radio network.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Transtar, you'll hear it all over the country. Every place that I've been in recent times, I always find the Oldies channel.
It's great.
The Oldies channel is Transtar's probably biggest money gain for them.
Beautifully,
I seem to hear that on more stations than anything else.
Beautifully computer-controlled, Ron.
But that's, in a brief thumbnail sketch, what SCPC is. I'm going to stop here for a second and show everybody just a couple of things that can be picked up on SCPC.
For the ABC Direction Network, I'm Marcia Salter.
ARN News, good evening, I'm Dana Smith.
Oh yeah, I know that one. That's the Arkansas Network. Son of a gun, what are they doing on a satellite from Arkansas? Good grief. What else you got here?
Good day for In Touch. This is
Toby Cantor and
Harvey Siegel.
In Touch is on
the
satellite.
National Enquirer.
The June 13th issue.
You know, I'm surprised that they're up on that, the In Touch people.
Yes, it's true. In Touch is there on SCPC. In the clear, you don't hear any background noise behind it because it is transmitted from New York to various radio stations which use it on their FM subcarrier. Now, also, there are subcarriers to the satellite. The main audio and video signals have space on their frequency range and their frequency band, which is 1 megahertz, that they can put signals for of radio stations or music services, whichever they like. Also, the subcarriers and SCPC signals can be used for on-location broadcasts, such as from Disney World, Disneyland. Now, the morning shows across the country love to do this. For example, here's a station from Hawaii but it's broadcasting from Disney World in California.
The new Super Q, KQMQ, 93.1 FM and AM 690, Honolulu, Hawaii's number one hit music home of Morning Madness.
I believe you could pick up the crowd noise in the background of all the people that gather around their booth there to watch a live radio broadcast.
Gee, that's terrific.
So, in essence, most remotes broadcast that you hear, at least from any great distance, is done anymore by satellite, either by subcarrier or SCPC. Of course, SCPC being that it's a narrow bandwidth and on a clear channel where there's no video and so on, is cheaper to rent time on.
And it's a lot wider bandwidth. You know, the two things that come to mind that we haven't covered yet, I think, Ron, are how much does all this cost? And I'd love to hear sort of a variety of what kind of AM stations you can get off your satellite system. But I first want to thank you very much, Ron, for putting up with us here. And we've only tape recorded a little bit of the discussion. But we'll come back next month. We're looking forward to having you with the DX Audio Service microphones at that time, Ron.
Thank you, John.
Okay, fine. We'll see you next month. Fred, back to you.
Thank you very much, John. And now let's kick it over to the Musings column. Remember that the opinions expressed in this column are those of the individual writer and caller and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the editors, publishers, or the National Radio Club Incorporated.
Hey, Fred. This is Mike Smith in Des Moines, Iowa. On E30, where I should be getting WCCO from Minneapolis, and Minneapolis only being 250 miles away from Des Moines, I should be getting them very clear, and I do get them real good during the day. This being June 6th, though, I'm getting a station from Havana, Cuba, which, of course, is much further from Des Moines than Minneapolis. They have programming in Spanish, but they seem to have English ADs on half an hour, and they identify as Radio Salida on E30 in Havana. That's what I have to report. Thank you.
Well, hi, Fred, and other audio service subscribers. This is Doug Hunsinger checking in from Chicago this morning on June the 10th is when I'm leaving the message. And I've been here for a little over a month and have noticed sporadic testing on 1200 AM of WOPA in Chicago. No tones, no nothing, just signal testing, occasional antenna direction changes or power changes, I'm not sure which, and on the hour IDs. So they are testing WOPA Chicago at 1200 AM. Everybody, take care.
Fred, this is Don Wilkerson of Redwood City, California, and we are just listening to the radio here on the 11th of June, and we discovered that the new station in Carmel Valley, California, is testing with open carrier. So far, they've said nothing. I noticed it yesterday afternoon around 2 o'clock in the afternoon that they were doing the same thing on the 10th of June. So I'm sure they'll be coming on soon. I don't remember what their call letters are. I believe they were at one time KKAR. I don't know if that's the same call letters or not. But anyway, they should be coming on soon in Carmel Valley, California. No more news on the news station in Soledad on 700, but I'm sure they'll be coming on shortly also because they were testing a couple weeks ago. So that's it from here. Thanks for the all the good work that you guys do. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is John Rieger calling for the DX Audio Service, and I'm calling from South Milwaukee, Wisconsin. First off, I'd like to say very, very quickly that I appreciate all the concern and all the work that you people put into this. I know it takes a lot and a lot and a lot, and I don't think you ever hear a thank you. So, first off, the thank you is in order. Now that I've buttered you up, I'd like to hear a couple packages of jingles, not packages, but if you have a few of each set. I have been an avid AMDXer since 1967, I believe, and if you have anything from K-Fire, KFYR Bismarck, 1969 through present, or any of the old WKYC from the Fun Vibrations up to 1970, any of those packages, if you have them, I'd love to hear them. I think everybody on the audio server should hear them, and Knitter says he thinks that I should hear them, so now that that's out of the way. Thanks a lot for your time and trouble. Thank you very much.
Fred, this is Don Wilkerson again of Redwood City, California, giving you an update on KPUP 540 in Carmel Valley, California. They are right now testing,
and they are going to be easy listening format, and they just say that they'll be coming on soon. But I get them fairly well in this area. They will have 1,000 watts daytime and 500 watts at night. So that will be KPUP in Carmel Valley, California. I would say by probably the 1st of July, they probably will be on the air. But if they're not, we'll let you know when we hear something. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Rick Lewis from the Dalles, Oregon, and KWIP 880 in Dallas, Oregon, a little different from the town I'm in, which is near Salem, has been silent for about 2 weeks. Its owners, as I understand it, are still holding out for an asking price, which is rather on the high side, so it may be silent for a good while. They didn't pay their people for a couple of months, and then finally they had people doing it for as a volunteer effort, and of course that didn't last very long, and so they are gone. So that's the latest word from here.
And that's the latest word from our members of the DX Audio Service. Kind of a short abbreviated edition because I guess everyone's out DXing and having a good time. Now here's John Bowker with a product review on the Superloop Active Antenna.
Well, Fred, using equipment that you loaned me, I had an opportunity this past weekend on June 18th, 1989, to test out the Superloop model MWL-900P. That's built by the Great Northern Broadcasting Company. And I tested it in conjunction with a Sony ICF-2010. That's a digitally synthesized receiver. The site of the test was in Williston, Vermont, which is located about 8 miles east-southeast of the city of Burlington, Vermont. And the test that I chose in this very secluded and, may I say parenthetically, idyllic spot in the hills of Vermont on the shores of Lake Iroquois was to see if I could pick up a station in Rutland, Vermont, 970 WHWB, located 67 miles just about due south of my test point. The reason that I thought that might be a reasonably good test is that there is a station at 960 on the dial that booms into Williston, Vermont, from just across Lake Champlain in the city of Plattsburgh. 960 is WEAV in Plattsburgh. The Sony ICF-2010, in the absence of any kind of antenna plugged into it, and by the way, I should tell you, this was all done on batteries because the nearest electric line was probably, 100 yards, I'm being conservative, 100 yards from where I was. I took all the equipment up into the woods to a logging camp where no electricity has ever found its way up there. So in that way, I was able to get around interference. And I also lucked out because there was no static, no QR Nancy, as an amateur radio operator would say, that day. So here's what I wanted the subscribers to the DX Audio Service to hear. Just a few seconds of the Sony ICF-2010, a no-nonsense receiver, let's face it, tuned to 970 on the dial and nulled as best I could null it, to get rid of any slop or interference, if you will, sideband interference, from WEAV at 960 on the dial. This is what you hear when you tune to 970 with that receiver just operated barefoot, no outside antenna. Well, you don't have to hear too much of that because we've all heard sideband splatter before. Okay, when I plugged in the Great Northern Superloop, the model MWL-900P, what you suddenly heard was an announcer pop up out of the noise, and that announcer is 67 miles away in Rutland. That meant that the Superloop was bringing up the Rutland station without bringing up any more slop, or sideband splatter, I should say, from WEAV. This is the way it sounds when you actually perform the experiment. You'll hear about 2.5 seconds before I plug in the Superloop, and then the first words you'll hear are 4 p.m., and then I forget what the announcer says beyond that. But just listen, and you'll hear out of nowhere this station appear.
4 p.m. Sundays, May 21st, June 4th, and June 18th.
From the WHWB, the Country Weather Center, here is...
Now, you may come to the conclusion that that wasn't too much of a wonderful demonstration, but let me tell you, with the Sony radio, and this is a no-nonsense radio, you got nothing at 970 on the dial. With the Superloop plugged in, sure, you still heard a little bit from WEAV, because that's a powerhouse down in Williston. 5,000 watts it may be, but a powerhouse nonetheless. And all of a sudden, you could hear WHWB. Now, of course, everything is relative, let's face it. Between getting absolutely nothing and getting this, I think you'll agree this is good.
WHWB, AM, and FM.
But I tell you what, Fred, I'll just hang on to the loop a little while longer. And maybe I'll do another report, and maybe I won't, too. But I'm going to have a lot of fun with the loop. I hope this has helped.
Okay, John, thanks much for the review, and hope to hear from you soon with another review on the DX Audio Service. And that wraps it up for the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. The DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated. See you next month. Oh, John Rieger, this is for you.
WKYC Radio.